The state's major oil companies today continue to promote their requirement that they must see meaningful tax cuts before the state sees meaningful production increases. ConocoPhillips Alaska Vice President of Finance Robert Heinrich told the Senate Finance Committee that the bill before them, SB 192, would not lead to any change in the production decline.
Not to say the numbers don't seem big on a dollar basis. Our industry works in big numbers. ConocoPhillips alone has invested over $25 billion in Alaska since 2000. The reduction's almost $300 million to producers, but that's in the context of the taxes paid of nearly $15 billion. It's immaterial. That's less than a 2% reduction.
His estimates were calculated with oil priced at $130 per barrel. Heinrich also complained about the proposed cap on the progressivity element, that part of the tax that increases the rate as prices increase. He said that has the biggest impact on long-term cash flow and cash generation.
Between $100 and $130, the producer share doesn't move much. That's the part of what makes Alaska investment less competitive or less attractive as prices increase. Another component of this is a cap on the production tax rate at 60%. It doesn't help much in the price environments we've seen. It takes prices greater than $230 before the cap would kick in, and we don't expect to be in that price environment for quite some time.
Heinrich also strongly encouraged the committee to include the older, already producing wells in any tax incentives. He said those wells are the base of the company's income and would give the quickest return on increased production. Committee co-chair Bert Stedman said a cap on progressivity is one of the topics the committee will discuss, basing his presentation on a description of the current tax regime as broken. BP's Alaska head of finance, Damian Bill Bayo, presented a worst-case scenario based on projections made by the Parnell administration. He said the state faces a crisis that must be dealt with quickly.
In fact, if you consider that in 2012, the break-even price for the state remains over $90 a barrel, I think the bottom line is that the policy that's in place is not delivering the future that Alaska needs to be able to support its infrastructure, the needs of its populations, as well as all the additional requirements that I know you guys spent a lot of time discussing. And
Stedman assured Bill Bayo that the legislature does review the administration's projections as well as those produced by the legislature itself.
But we don't accept them blindly as that's what's going to happen in the future. Because no one in their right mind would run the state straight into the ground.
Bill Bayo said BP will take a look at the final committee bill before considering whether it meets the company's needs. Exxon's production manager Dale Pittman said his company will support decisions on investments made by the operators of the field in which it works, ConocoPhillips and BP. The committee will continue its work on the new tax plan tomorrow morning.